Ex-medical examiner workers accused of stealing drugs from bodies. By Amy Furr on February 2, 2023. Two former employees of Michigan's Macomb County Medical Examiner's Office stand accused of stealing drugs from bodies at the morgue. 32-year-old Jocelyn Fetting and 50-year-old Jacob Kettlewell allegedly stole over 1,000 pills from the facility's property room, Fox 2 reported Wednesday. The ex-morgue technicians were recently arraigned in court and freed on personal bonds, per the Macomb Daily. The office reportedly takes medications and narcotics from deceased individuals while investigating how they died, the Fox report noted, adding the workers were terminated in December. Fetting is charged with conspiracy to commit controlled substance delivery/manufacture, two counts of controlled substance delivery/manufacture, and larceny in a building. The outlet said, adding, Kettlewell is charged with larceny less than $200 and controlled substance use. According to the Macomb County Sheriff's Office, the charges came after a lengthy investigation that began with an anonymous tip. An approximate total of 1,200 controlled substance pills were found to be stolen, the agency said. Per the Daily, it is the second time in the past 3 years workers at the morgue have been terminated for alleged wrongful behavior at the facility. Once authorities conducted interviews with the facility's 19 staff members and performed an inventory of the property room, they found the entire staff had access to the evidence room, which officials said was highly improper, the report said. Meanwhile, prosecutors claim Kettlewell sometimes took a pill from the office and consumed it. The Macomb County Prosecutor's Office does not investigate and does not try cases in the media. Now that the investigation is complete, the appropriate charges have been brought against the two former medical examiner's employees, Macomb County Prosecutor Peter J. Lucido explained in a statement. The prosecutor's office said Magistrate Ryan Zemk set a $5,000 personal bond for both individuals who are expected to appear in court again on May 9.